Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 4. God's Words, the Divine Supply as Food. Wednesday Related Verses. John chapter 6, verses 48 through 51. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread which comes down out of heaven, that anyone may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I will give is my flesh, given for the life of the world. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. And receive the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God. By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in Spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Galatians chapter 4, verse 19. My children, with whom I travail again in birth, until Christ is formed in you. Colossians chapter 3, verses 4, 10, and 11. When Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. Verses 10 and 11. And have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge, according to the image of him who created him. Where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. Suggested reading. The Lord whom we eat as our food is the Spirit. Therefore, which organ do we use to eat him? We use our spirit to eat him. The Lord is Spirit, so we must use our spirit to eat him. How do we eat him? By calling, O Lord, O Lord. To call on the Lord is to eat him. The Bible clearly shows us that the Lord is our food, and we must eat him. As the Spirit, he is our food. The organ by which we eat him is also the Spirit. Moreover, the way to eat him is by calling on the Lord's name. Calling on the Lord is eating the Lord. John chapter 6 gives five characteristics of the Lord as the bread of life. He is the heavenly bread, the bread of God, the bread of life, the living bread, and the true bread. As the bread of life, Christ is the bread with eternal life, with Zoe. As the true bread, the real bread, he is the reality of the food we eat daily. Therefore, through the Word, we need to feed on Christ as the living bread. In chapter 6, there are six sections related to Christ as the bread of life. In the first of these sections, we see that Christ, the bread of life, was incarnated. In verse 33, Christ refers to himself as the bread of God, who came down out of heaven and gives life to the world. Although Christ is the very God, he became flesh in order to be the bread of life for us to eat. The best digestion occurs when the food that gets into our stomach has a free course to get into our whole system. This affords us the best nourishment. On the other hand, we have indigestion when, due to some blockage, our food does not have a free course in us. Prayer reading is wonderful, but we also have to pray, Lord, clear a way within me. O Lord, have a free course within me. Prayer reading does not help us to obtain mere knowledge, Rather, it brings many things of the Lord into us. Therefore, we need to give the things of the Lord a free course within us. This affords us the best spiritual digestion, assimilating what we have pre-read. Never say no to the Lord. Learn always to say amen. Whether or not we understand what we pre-read, it always brings something of the Lord into us. When these things get into us, they need a free course. Thus, we always have to say amen. The Lord, the Word, and the Spirit are one. The Lord is the Word is the Spirit, and the Spirit is the Lord. When we get the Word into us, we have the Spirit, and we have the Lord. If we pray read for 10 minutes, we may not understand much, but we will sense that something is within us. We may say that it is the Word. We may say that it is the Spirit, or we may say that it is the Lord. Whatever term we use, there will be something moving within us and adjusting us. After prayer reading, we may have the intention to go fishing, but something within us indicates that we should not go. Is it the Word? Is it the Spirit? Or is it the Lord? It is hard to say. It is not even a gentle, quiet voice. In Christianity, many like to talk about the gentle, quiet voice, but this is something of the Old Testament. What is within us is not a voice or a clear word such as don't or do. There is simply a sensation within us, indicating that we should not go. What should we do at that time? We have to say, Amen, Lord. Amen.